This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
Hey, superstar! Give me a hug.
Give us a hug?
Wait. Back up a bit.
But why?
Why?
It's National Hugging Day.
No, I'm not hugging you.
Aw.
Come on. Give us a hug.
Give us a hug.
Happy National Hugging Day.
I'm hugging.
Let's hug it out?
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so are we good?
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
Huggers. You know, the huggers in my family over the years, they're all just kind of, they're all huggers. They'll hug everybody. When they just meet somebody or you get introduced to somebody, they're huggers.
I hate you don't know when like what to go in for. If it's the weird handshake and they go for a hug, or you go for a hug and they go for a handshake.
That's why you do the handshake and you pull them in and wrap the one arm around.
I did that to Ed Sheeran. I met Ed Sheeran in Charleston and we did the meet and greet and I was going to shake his hand because I don't know this man. Why would you assume?
He's a hugger.
And he went in for a hug and I was like, oh.
Oh, little old Ed.
So did you do the awkward hug with him?
Yeah, I did like the bro thing where I'm like, let me grab your hand and like tap your back.
He's like, this man over here.
Yeah. She's really rough. Yeah.
It's a bro hug. She gives the bro hug. Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6:04. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. How was everybody's weekend? Everybody have fun?
Shoo. Yeah. I feel like I was so productive. I did so many things. I went to see Bad Boys 2.
On a 1 to 10?
3, or Bad Boys 3.
So, three. What between 1 and 10, what are you giving? 7?
6.
Okay.
5.
Ooh,
4.
Really?
It was all right. The action scenes were good. And I like Will Smith, but it's not. They had some lines. I'm like, I feel like they
pushed it.
No, I feel like they were just trying too hard to be relevant and funny.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They were pushing it. They were pushing it to be funny. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of the gist I got from the long trailer that I saw. You know, not the teaser, but the longer trailer I saw that.
But the action scenes are pretty incredible. And this is my first time I went to the Grande.
Oh.
And there wasn't somebody jingling change or a light wasn't flickering.
Was there a big crowd?
Not really. We were in the back row, and the two seats to the left of us on the end were empty.
So we? Who was the we?
Oh, my friend Mike.
Oh, okay.
You know
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah. I went out of town. I went to see my sons this weekend. And I got to see both of them together at the same time more than I usually do, because a lot of times I'll only get to see my younger son for most of the time because my older son is busy with college buddies doing other things.
And he just had a birthday, didn't he?
My older son did, had his 20th.
Oh, the big 2-0.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to see them this weekend. Did a lot of driving. Saw a lot of poor driving over the weekend. But that's the way it is when you're on the road for 7 hours. Did you go see that movie? No, you didn't.
1917?
You didn't do it, did you?
No.
Oh, that's right.
We were counting on a review from you because you were very excited about that.
He did get his haircut, though. Look at him. And yes, he didn't get his...
Sideburns.
Did you find a new stylist?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, and they did the straight razor on my neck, got rid of some of the neck beard.
Are you pleased with the result?
I am.
Okay.
It does look good. How long did it take you?
It took her about an hour and 15.
Generally, so you went to like a barber. Usually when you go to those like In-N-Out places, what does it take you for that?
25 minutes.
Do you notice a difference?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks really good. But.
Yeah, I mean, she got in there was just very, just pinpointing each little hair on my neck. It's like, that one needs to go, that one needs to go, that one.
I told you.
And then I haven't shaved in a long time. I haven't shaved down here in a long time. And the day after, I'm like,
Is it itchy?
It was so red.
Oh.
Because I'm not used to shaving down there.
Did you put some stuff on there?
I did. I put some yellow. That way it soaked up in there and it made it all soft and smooth.
I told you I could do the whole thing for $5, but you wouldn't go for it. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. The conference championships were held over the weekend and the Titans' hopes were dashed. All the Titans fans, it did not work out as planned. Amy, in fact, it worked out exactly opposite for you, didn't it?
Yeah, I was rooting for the Titans and the Packers. And the Packers, man, it was... the 49ers were just on them from the first snap of the ball, just nonstop. And even I was watching the postgame press conference, and I forget who the reporter was, but he said, you know, Aaron Rodgers, his stats are pretty good for the game. Like, if you look at the game and what he threw, he actually had a decent game, but you would never tell, be able to tell from watching that game, because it's like, it was so frustrating to watch. They just couldn't get more than like 5 yards at a time. You're like, oh my God.
So it's more painful than it was enjoyable.
Yes.
So it's the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl February 2nd.
And the worst of that part is their team colors are too similar for me. I like it when it's more diverse, so it's easier.
Yeah, easier to tell what's going on.
Because I'm eating snacks, I'm drinking, right. You know, I'm having cocktails and eating snacks, and I'm right. Watching for the commercials. Yeah.
A lot of people this year are going to be celebrating just because the Patriots aren't in it. They'll be like, I don't care who wins.
Sports.
Chase. Thanks.
Well, the face value of the tickets for this year's game range from $950 to $5,000. Of course, you couldn't find tickets for that because all the scalpers have the tickets now. By the way, the players on the winning team get a bonus of $118,000 each. Players on the losing team get a bonus of $59,000 each.
That's fine. I'll lose.
And you talk about all the money that the players make. What do you think is the lowest paid position on the field in the NFL?
If you're going like third string?
No, I'm talking position. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter whether to ride in the pine or not.
I would say kicker.
I was going to say water boy, but that's not a position.
No. Fullback. The fullback, the poor fullback, only makes $616,000 a year to play in the NFL.
Where does the fullback stand?
I have no idea.
Oh. I'm just trying to learn.
Google it.
Yeah, learn on somebody else's time.
Hey, let's talk about movies.
Not mine.
Let's talk about movies for a second. Bad Boys is number one. It did $62 million. Amy saw Bad Boys this weekend, and on a scale of 1 to 10, she gives it a...
I'd give it like a... I think I said 6. I'll go 5. It's more of a 5.
So you were overall disappointed in Bad Boys.
No, 5 is even. 5's...
It seems to me like you're expecting more when we talked about this last week.
I was excited for it. Their action scenes are incredible.
All right. They were number one with $62.2 million over the weekend. And I was just curious, Star Wars did another $8.3 million this weekend, which brings its total to almost $500 million.
Yeah, boy.
Is it the best ever?
No, it's not the best ever. Okay. No, it's not. Star Wars Rogue One, I believe, was the best ever. Better than The Empire Strikes Back. Better than A New Hope.
Wow, that's really saying something to say better than The Empire Strikes Back.
Correct. Star Wars Rogue One was the best by far. Fight me.
And does the last Star Wars movie wrap things up nicely?
It does. A lot of loose ends were put together.
Okay. Well, yeah, with the Wolf Show, how'd you get that scar? We've all got one. You know, of all the injuries that seem to recur in my youth, I hated the bangs on the shin the worst. Yeah. They seem to be the most painful. And I got one pretty good scar on my shin where I lost quite a bit of skin.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was painful and remained so for a very long time.
And sometimes I get from deadlifting, sometimes the bar will rub against my shin and it doesn't go in deep, but it like it scrapes it, but it does scar.
There's no protection there. There's this thin layer of skin over your bone.
And it's not even like a bad thing. It's not even like a bigger bad thing. I'm like, why is this taking forever? What's happening?
You told us about the one where we're opening a box with a box cutter and just hit your thigh.
Working in a grocery store, opening a box and drug it across my thigh. Should have had that sewn up, but I didn't.
Nice.
Left me a scar on my thigh. A lot of blood there.
Glued it together?
Yeah, well, I just bandaged it up. But it was deeper than I realized it was. And it just bled a lot and left a pretty ugly scar.
I just imagine Dale like in the back of the grocery store pouring vodka on it, and they're like, "We have a first aid kit. You don't have to do this." He's like biting a 2x4, pouring vodka on it. They're like, "What? We have insurance, Dale. Why are you doing this?"
I did break out that company first aid kit, though. I'll tell you that for sure. How about you, 680 Wolf? How'd you get that scar?
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. I was calling about the scar conversation.
It's time to play. How'd you get that scar? Go.
All right. So I was born with craniosynostosis, so I don't have a soft spot. So they cut me from ear to ear at 8 months old, and I have a massive scar because of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I guess that's not visible, though, right?
Well, I have platinum blonde hair, so yeah, you can see it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Whew. I bet it'd be hard to match that story.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Wow, I've never heard of that before.
Never either. Wow.
Chase's head is all soft spots.
93.1 The Wolf, 6:53 on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. It's good news story time.
Well, Owen Colley, 6 years old from Massachusetts, proves you're never too young to make a difference. Raised $240,000 to go towards the Australian wildfires to help put them out and save the koalas. So his mom said he learns of the koalas, and Owen's dad, her husband, is, his name's Simon, from Australia. So he feels a sort of connection to the area, and he was so bummed out, so he asked for clay. And he started making clay koalas that he was selling. They were just giving them as a donation to friends and family if they donated more than $50 to help battle the Australian wildfires and wherever they donated to. And so, of course, this catches wind, like online, on Facebook. They end up doing, they got $1,000. And they're like, oh, cool. People were doing these donations to him. So then they do a GoFundMe. He ends up getting up to over $240,000. And look at these little clay koalas.
They're really good, cute.
Yeah. Ones. He's making them himself for each and every donation.
That's awesome.
It is so cool.
What a good little kid. How old is he?
He's six.
6 years old.
Kids are so much nicer than adults.
And here's the thing is, I'm looking at the picture of these little koalas.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
No, they're actually very, yeah. They're legit. And you can see, I put it up on our Facebook page if you follow us at 93.1 The Wolf, if you want to find out how you can be a part of it. So they all go to the Australian Volunteer Group Wildlife Rescue South Coast. And so in just 1 week, $240,000. And he put this on his Instagram. Thank you for helping Australian animals. Love, Owen. And he drew a little koala with a sad face.
Aww.
I know. He's so cute.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Say hi to our long commuters. Remember the other day when we got the list of long commuters?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda's commuting now. She rolls from 6:45 to 8 in the morning on her way to work. Oh, Amanda. Rodney, he's almost home. 5:30 to 7 in the morning, coming back from Charlotte. Donna, another one that goes 5:30 to 7.
I don't know if people do those long commutes every day. In the morning, it's okay. The longest, there was when I moved from Massachusetts to my job in Delaware. I was living at my mom's house for 2 weeks in South Jersey and commuting 2 hours each way.
No.
Brutal.
And I was like, I don't know how people do this. It's and awful. Then my friend, though, who's an NFL writer, lives in Southern Delaware, and he was a beat writer for the Redskins 2 hours for 10 years every single day.
Why?
No.
I was like, how do you do that?
Nope. It's not for
me. I'd go out of my mind.
All right. How'd you get that scar? It's amazing how many stories we get. How'd you get that scar? 680 Wolf.
Good morning. I have a scar story.
How'd you get that scar?
I tripped over a heater cord and fell through a French door.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Through a fridge door?
Oh, the French door.
Through a French door.
Oh.
Like the glass door, the pain door.
Man.
I had 135 stitches.
Oh, my God.
I bet your parents were so scared. That sounds so scary. It sounds like such a horrible accident.
How
I just remember getting the pain medicine. I was 18. I got the pain medicine in my arm, and they started to sew me up. And I started singing hymns, like old hymns, and that's all I remember.
When it first happened, were you like, man, my parents are going to kill me about this door?
Yeah.
No, whenever it first happened, I was like, oh, shoot, I'm not supposed to see that part of my arm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad you survived that. That was horrible. You could have bled to death.
Yeah, my artery was not cut, but it was hanging out of my arm. So I'm just thankful I didn't cut it.
All right, we're done.
Those French.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
No.
That is one of those that just makes you cringe just hearing that story.
French doors, man. I'd rather fall through a fridge door, like you said.
I'm sure you would, into the food.
Oh, yes!
If I'm going to be laying there incapacitated, I may as well eat.
Dale knows everything!
93.1 The Wolf, who's this?
Beverly.
Beverly. Okay, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Dale, your question. The first TV commercial aired on July 1st, 1941, before a Brooklyn Dodgers and a Philadelphia Phillies game. What was the commercial for?
Chase, what do you think the chances are that I would know the answer to this question? Do you know the answer to this
question? I do not know the answer.
You do not know the answer.
I'm going to say 25%.
Well, the only reason that I know the answer to this question is because I am a watch person. I love watches. I could buy one every day. The first TV commercial was a watch commercial.
Beverly, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
Ooh. He does know everything.
He does know everything. It was for the Bulova.
Bulova.
Bulova Watch Company. Do you own one of those watches?
I have had a Bulova before. That was one of my dad's favorite watches he ever had was a Bulova watch.
Very cool. Well, Beverly, good news for you. You're getting hooked up with a pair of tickets to see Wake Forest play Carolina on February 11th. And we're also going to get you qualified to win the mega ticket as well.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale, O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. First of all, we're not making this up. This is a real thing.
It was on Piers Morgan.
There is a convention, a conference, where the aim is to make women great again.
And all that consists of is really letting us know that our position in life is to make babies.
Ah. So is that really what this is about?
Huh. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
The course is $1,000.
Oh.
And it's for men or women.
Good. Okay, so anybody can sign
Anybody
up.
Can join. We can find out how to make women great again
Equal
together.
Rights, yeah.
Yes, okay. We'll equally contribute to women becoming great again. But pretty much he wants people to know that you should be picking motherhood over any type of career.
So tell me what you'd mansplain to me.
Over 13 years.
I'm quite an expert at being mansplained to, just tell me what you'd teach me.
My speech at the convention, one of about 20, so I'm just one of 20 speakers at the event,
yeah,
is going to be on motherhood first. Right. And I believe that feminists, when they present a choice to women between career and motherhood, it's a fake choice. It's not real.
Okay, so, yeah, he thinks that he's for equal rights, but not modern feminism. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. I want to know, how do you come up? He said he'll be one speaker. He has 20 other speakers at this conference. Like, are these just like his friends? Are these his frat brothers?
Yeah. Guys, I got an idea.
How do you set your price for $1,000 a piece? I have so many questions. And what is, he's saying that you can't have kids and have a career. So your option first should be to have kids. You have to populate the earth, obviously.
Yeah, sure. That's
Don't
what
leave.
You're
Don't
That's
leave the house in the morning.
That's what you're here for, you know?
Yeah.
Just have me a hot meal on the table and
sandwiches.
Be barefoot and ready to roll when I get here.
Sandwiches and babies, yeah.
That's really what he's trying to say.
Yeah. It's pretty wild that, because you have to laugh. Like, of course, you're like, I want to know what this guy looks like.
Yeah, he seems like that guy.
Perfect.
He just looks like his name's really like...
His name's Jeff.
Yeah.
First of all, if I had never seen this picture, and I hadn't until just now, this is exactly the picture
right?
that I would conjure up of this guy.
Isn't his name's Anthony Johnson? Anthony Dream
Johnson. I'm sure he's
Johnson.
A Tony. I'm sure he's a Tony.
He looks, yeah, he does.
Tony.
I just find it amazing. I want to know who is paying to go, listen, you can think whatever you want to think, but I want to know who's paid $1,000 to listen to this guy speak.
Yeah, a lot of things you think, you think it, but you probably should just keep your mouth shut about it. And this is one of those deals where he should keep his mouth shut about it, but he's turned it into a whole convention.
He found 20 friends to come speak with him, and he's found both men and women to pay him $1,000 to attend this.
Mm-hmm. So does he say how many attendees he has signed up for the program yet?
He has not. He has not given a number so far. We're not sure, which could be maybe nobody signed up.
Yeah.
And he's just trying, you know, you don't want to make it seem like nobody wants it, because then nobody wants to go if nobody else wants to go.
You must create demand.
Exactly. We only have 10 seats left, and you just sell out.
They're going fast.
Yeah.
They're going fast. So, yeah, Tony's got this little idea that, hey, you want to make a choice between career and babies, you need to stay home and make babies.
Which I understand for, you know, back in the day, you used to get married at like 14 because you died at 22. So you had to move things along fast. And I get that.
Yeah.
But women have women age like dogs pretty much. So dog years for your uterus.
Plus you need, back in those days, you needed help around the place. You needed farmhands, you know, boys or girls. Needed help.
That's what my mom used to say. She'd be like, rich people have servants, poor people have kids.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's quiz time for you, Chase.
Okay.
As the only married person in the room, now I have extensive experience being married, but I am not currently betrothed.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, are a newlywed. How long have you been married now?
I just missed the 4 months.
All right. The question is, are these marriage habits normal or unacceptable? I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to tell you what most people said.
Okay. All right.
Number one, is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse?
Yes.
It's 84% said yes, that's fine.
Does Kelsey do it back in front of you?
We have an open policy that we can
arrangement,
yeah.
All right. Number two, can you innocently flirt with other people?
No.
That is 24%. Only 24% said it was okay to do that. Would it be okay if your husband or wife stayed out all night with friends?
Well, it'd be awkward, I guess, but then again, I don't have friends, so I'd never do that.
63% said, yeah, it's okay. Can you go to the bathroom with the door left open?
Yes, you can.
77% said it's fine to do that. Is it okay to tell white lies to make each other feel better?
That's a gray area, I think. But if I had to pick a side, I would say yes.
61% said yes. 39% said no, you should never lie about anything.
Okay.
See, I'm like the ideal husband.
Oh boy, here we go.
Like, I am the perfect.
Yeah, if I wanted a wife, you'd be the ideal husband.
Thanks.
Yeah. Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else?
No.
42%.
Who fantasizes about getting married again?
42% said yes.
Have you talked to anybody and they're like, man, like, I was talking to my friend who's married with four kids. He's like, if I could just run away, if I could fake my death and they get my life insurance and I could just run away, I would do that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want them to not be taken care of or anything.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it anymore.
I just want to extricate myself from the situation.
Who fantasizes about, hey, let's do this all over again with somebody else? Yeah, I'd love to buy a house and have a mortgage again. That'd be great.
Finally, is it normal to have long stretches at dinner when no one says anything?
Uh-huh. Yes.
72% said yes, it is normal. Now, that's one of the things that used to drive my wife crazy, were stretches of long silence pretty much anywhere, particularly in the car on a road trip. If there was a long stretch of silence, she would eventually just explode in anger. And let me have it because I just sit over there like a knot on the log and not saying anything.
Aren't you going to talk to me?
Right. You know why?
Ask me? Right.
Because some people cannot be alone with themselves and their thoughts.
I guess maybe you're right. You did well on this, Jace. That's good.
Yeah, I'm the ideal husband.
No. I don't. There's only one person that can answer that question, and she's not here right now. But we will ask her.
I know her answer, though. I know what it better be.
All right.
Knuckle sandwich for her.
Got her.
All right, it's the Wolf. It's Wake Up with the Wolf show. You guys ready for your Never Run News headline?
Ready.
Sure.
All right, so here we go to the land of law and order. Here's your headline. Guy steals his ex's Burger King meal because he's upset another guy bought it for her.
Ooh.
Sounds like something out of the mountains. I'm going to say Virginia.
I'm going to say West Virginia.
Those are both excellent guesses. However, you're both way wrong. This happened in Texas. There's a guy named Irvin Johnson, not to be confused with Irvin Magic Johnson, the famous basketball player. Mm-hmm. This is just plain old Irvin Johnson from Austin, Texas. Last Thursday, he found out that his ex-girlfriend had gone to Burger King with some other dude.
How dare she? Get my gun.
And that guy had bought her a meal at Burger King.
Uh-oh.
Well, that didn't sit too well with Irvin Johnson. Irvin hid in the bushes outside of his ex's apartment, and when she walked up holding the Burger King bag, he snatched it out of her hand and ran off.
He acted fast because it wasn't even like later in the day. He had saw that they were at Burger King, that another man was buying her the Impossible Whopper.
That's right.
And he was like, I'll meet you at the house, lady.
Right. So anyway, she went ahead and called the cops on him. And the cops found him. And they arrested him and charged him with theft. So, and I mean, I don't know what kind of time you get for stealing a Whopper
I mean,
order. It was a full meal, so it would have been the fries and the burger and a drink.
I feel like it was a win-win for him. She didn't get the food. He got a Whopper.
And now he gets three hots and a cot.
Boom.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I just want to mention briefly the Conor McGregor fight over the weekend.
40 seconds.
I went with some friends of mine in Kentucky this weekend to watch that fight. It's like $69 on pay-per-view if you were to buy it at home. But if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, you can
watch it for free.
Watch it for free, right? So, yeah, you got to watch all the prelims. And then you get to the main event. And
midnight, right?
Yeah. And it took Conor McGregor 40 seconds to win. He went in there and just wiped this cowboy guy out, which shouldn't have happened. I mean, I had seen this cowboy, some of his other fights. I mean, he's a formidable guy. Mm-hmm. He had had the most kicking knockouts in the history of UFC.
Not that night.
Didn't even get one off.
Conor, nope. Did you watch that in slow-mo?
Yeah, I've seen many replays.
Just went in there like, bam, bam, bam. And he seeing those hits in slow-mo, his knee just gets him. And like his whole head, you see it like ripple through his like skin. Ugh.
The knee started it. You know, he just kind of kneed him in the thigh. And then he got whacking him in the face with his left shoulder a few times. And that's what, you know, he bloodied up his nose. And that's what started it. And then before you know it, man, it's over. Started hammering on the guy with his left hand.
I couldn't do that. I'd stand in there and go, so you're going to hit me? I don't want that.
How do you get pumped up? You know, sometimes you don't want to go to work and you're just like, imagine it when your day at work is getting punched in the face.
Yeah. How do you get pumped for that?
Yeah, they do, though, man. They love it. They love that stuff. All right, your chance at Instagram coming up. First shot today. Bunch of chances all day to win. We'll give you your first shot coming up next.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Ladies, if you're looking for a man, I have just the man for you. He's on sale for $111. You may be asking what I'm talking about. Well, in Freeland, Michigan, a woman is selling her husband because he washed her $200 designer pants over the weekend and then dried them in the dryer. So she put up an ad on Facebook to sell her husband for $111.
What a dope. She's not even getting enough money to buy new pants.
I would
leave her and be like, you're an idiot.
Like, I'll buy myself out of this.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
$200 for a designer pair of jeans. What's the most you've ever paid for a pair of jeans? Mine's like $30.
No, I usually get Gap jeans. They tend to last a pretty long time. And if they're not on sale, they're about $75.
Wow. It's expensive. Down to Kannapolis we go. So right down the road. Police recently arrested Barry Lee Jones after he ran onto a high school wrestling mat and tackled a teenager who was grappling his son. Now, they were out there wrestling. It's an illegal move, but he was upset, but he was charged with assault and disorderly conduct. There's a video making its way around on the internet of him running out here and just literally just tackling his opponent.
Yeah, he charged onto the mat and just tackled this kid. Now, it was way... The move was totally illegal. It picked him up like an atomic drop and almost dropped him on his, you know, on his neck so that it was possible that he could have broken the kid's neck.
Yeah.
But he just right off the camera, he comes charging in and tackles the guy.
Yeah.
Jeez. I've always said wrestling parents are aggressive parents. I mean, my kids wrestle for about 3 years and the parents are aggressive.
Mm. To High Point we go now. By the way, the High Point is getting a new headquarters this year. They've been in a school building since 1985, a renovated school building, but it's now going to be a new headquarters coming up, and it's going to be at 1730 West Chester Drive. They did the groundbreaking the other day, but I looked at some of the sketches of it, and it looks kind of cool, futuristic looking. I think it'll be pretty cool.
Instead of getting arrested, you just got detention? Like, yeah. Saturday school, you're like, man, not man. Again.
Oh, no. Today is National One-Liners Day. So if you have a one-liner, today's your day to let it fly.
Yeah. Get your zingers in today.
That's right. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Canada is the only country, and I kind of feel bad for Canada, but Canada is the only country to host an Olympics and not win gold medal.
Aw.
When it hosted the 1976 Summer Olympics in Montreal, Canadian athletes only won 5 silvers and 6 bronze. Wah, wah. They didn't even win gold in their own country.
They're probably so nice about it, though. They probably did win and they gave it to somebody else.
They're like, here you go. You tried. Have some syrup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.